Mas não ouvi isto.
Okay. No, that's good.
Okay, do we eat?
I'm going to take it from here.
Okay, I didn't know it.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Welcome to the Underground Podcast, a Mount Mary Arches production where we talk about under the surface issues and realities of college life. If you've ever had a question you've been afraid to ask about a college life, we are here to have this conversation.
Hello, everyone. My name is Zuhur Hassan, and I was born in Somalia, grew up in Ethiopia before I came here to the United States in 2016. I'm majoring in sociology and minoring in justice, and the reason I love attending Mount Mary is because of the sisterhood and the welcoming community that it has.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kultuma. I was born in Somalia, and I was raised in Ethiopia as well. I came to United States in October 2016. I am majoring in nursing, and one of the reasons I came to Mount Mary is because it helped me decide my major, because when I was coming to here first time, I didn't know what I wanted. So Mount Mary helped me have like variety information about different major, which helped me come with becoming a nurse.
Hi everyone, my name is Juwaria. I am from Somalia also, and I also speak Somali and Arabic. I grew up in Somalia, and I came here to the United States in 2016. When I came here in Mount Mary University, I really didn't have any idea of what waiting for me in Mount Mary University. I just chose this college and another called Alverno. I also just Alverno, and this one caught my eyes, and I don't know why, but I just got it, and now I got a lot of things to say about it.
Hello, guys. My name is Isnina, and I am a nursing major, and I chose to come to Mount Mary because it's a small community. And at first, I got into so many different universities, but this one caught my eyes because it's very small, and I just love the people here.
Okay, everyone. How has your culture or religion background influenced your college experience?
Hello. Hi. So I grew up in Somalia, as I've said, and in that country, we practice Muslim. The majority of the people there are Muslims. And so a thing to understand that religion has become learning Arabic as a second language. And so culturally, what I've carried with me mostly is the languages that I speak. I speak English, Somali, and Arabic. And so it has been definitely a leverage, as each language have their grammar orders, their ways of speaking. You know, I was able to utilize the differences that I had with me, as well as, you know, the religious teachings that I carry with me. So, like, I was able to utilize those things and put it to word how I interact with others, and coming, obviously, into a new community and culture, which has, like, made me, like, stand out, perfect my ways in interacting with others. It was overall an amazing experience balancing my cultural background with this new culture that I am in.
I think I can read that too. I think for me, having a different background, like from Somalia also, having seen going to school from Somalia and coming here and seeing how cultures and school and how like students have a like different interaction than we had, I think of learn and grow more than like I ever expected in my life.
In my perspective, I will say, like, my cultural, there's a lot of information that people don't know about. But in my culture, I have the privilege of, like, experience and knowledge. And that give me a lot of, like, experience to go to Mount Mary because I didn't know that I want to go to university until I got more privilege of, like, learning when I was a little girl. Learning those stuff helped me, like, decide I want to go to college when I grew up.
So, like I've said, I'm from Kenya. I was born in Kenya, but I was mostly raised in the U.S. So I would say, like, in terms of cultural, I feel like, you know, there's mixture of things about that. But I feel like my religion is what I really take mostly serious. And I feel like my religion has really, you know, brought me so far in my college experience. And not only that, but my religion also pushed me to be better. So whenever, like, I've had days where, like, I was struggling and stuff, my religion was, like, the source that I turned to, especially with, like, the school and stuff. You know, college, especially being a first-generation college student, not having that kind of support system where, you know, your family member went to college, I feel like my religion was, like, my way. Like, it was, like, my guidance to, like, you know, if I needed that support or help, I feel like turning to God was, like, a way for me to, like, you know, succeed in life. So,
mashallah.
So I really, like, think that, you know, I'm really strong, like, on my faith rather than the culture, because in Islam, our religion is more serious than our culture. So just, yeah. You know, yeah. It's just, I feel like, if it wasn't for my religion, I wouldn't be this far in my journey. Definitely. And I'm very thankful for that.
Mashallah.
Beautiful, mashallah. That's
awesome. Okay, guys, since you are first generation, what was the challenges you faced as a first generation Muslim student?
I think I'm going to go there first. For me, the first challenge that comes to my mind every time I see this question or somebody asking this question is having a big family and being first generation is really different. Mm-hmm. It's really different. You're having a mom or like siblings in home that waiting for you. They don't know where you're facing or where you're feeling and what like different, like, not saying like college is different and hard, but I'm saying college is kind of like somewhere that as a first generation, you go and you only have this experience, and when you go back, you cannot really tell them, like, what you have experienced. They don't even have an idea. They just think that this is a high school level up, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think having a big family and still having to, like, do your chores, be there for family, be the only the driver in the house, it is really different.
It's the chauffeur.
Really, yes. Yes. For me, it was kind of like fulfilling my part of my household, like, work, and being a student at the same time was kind of, like, different for me the first and the second years of college.
Mm-hmm. So, for my challenges, like, I've went through a lot of challenging through my college experience in terms of, like, you know, just finance. There were a lot of barriers. Knowing that, like, you know, college is so expensive and, you know, not having that amount, like, that kind of money to pay for it, I had to find ways to make things happen for myself, like, just in terms of, like, covering for school expenses, paying my bills off, and all that good stuff. Like, I've struggled the most with that through my college year, like, through my college experience. And I feel like to, like, overcome that and stuff, like, I was involved in, like, different resources, like, programs, like Promise Program. Also, like, there's amazing funding here, like the emergency funding I've applied for. Those kind of things really kind of got me through my life journey in college. And, yeah, like, you know, there were several bumpy roads, but that didn't make me give up. Like, I was like, there has to be ways around this for me to get through this, you know, and I feel very thankful for having that kind of resource.
From my perspective, there was a lot of challenges I faced as a first generation because there was a lot of expectation of you since you are, like, first generation. People will say, be like, since you are gone to college, you think like it's easy, which is very, very hard. Another challenges I faced was the financial, because when I was coming to Mount Mary, I have a family issues which was really affected my education, but that didn't affect how I like cope with my stuff. Even though there's a lot of challenges that come to me as a first generation that did not let me give up, because I know there was a purpose. I became a first generation student. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was like, okay, since I'm already in this point, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go forward. Because I know that every single thing or challenge that happened to me, there's a lesson behind it. Mm-hmm. So far, if I be like, now I'm a junior in the nursing department, if I want to give up, I will look back to myself. I'll be like, oh, my God, look, you were, like, you didn't know English, and now you are, like, a nursing student. You are at college, and that helps me become, like, more strong than everyone else. Like, I really like it.
A constant challenge that I felt was that imposter syndrome. You know, every class that I've walked into, you know, I'm learning a new language, I'm walking into a new culture, I don't know what to expect. I just got out of getting used to, you know, being high school, learning the dynamics of, you know, what teachers have expectation in terms of like educational and academic things. And walking into college was just, I guess, difficult, because like the learning things is different. The class setup is different. The way you interact with the professor is different. And my first challenge, my first day, you know, starting college was calling the professors by their name, because back home we just call them teacher or professor and that's it. But here you have to say their last name or their preferred name after professor. And so like interacting with professors and saying professor their name after that was kind of like just a thing that I had to get used to. And another thing that I've mentioned is, you know, just that sense of feeling imposter or like an outcast. I definitely wear the hijab and I'm always in flowy clothes. And so when I walk into a room, I don't see people that look like me. And instantly I feel nervous.
Oh my.
Instantly I don't know what to do. I was always like taken aback, especially my first year, not seeing like people that looked like me in a classroom. If I don't see a hijabi, the next thing I would look for is a race that was like me. And so thankfully, like obviously Mount Mary is very diverse, and in that sense I was able to like get along with the people. And aside from facing, you know, families understanding what college is like, since I'm the first students that go the first family member that attends college, a first generation, it was, you know, difficult coming home every day explaining, oh, this isn't just middle school or high school, or that financial aspect. Thankfully, I was covered by programs and grants from Wisconsin-Milwaukee, which was wonderful and amazing. But other than that, I was able to just get along just fine.
Were there any resources or support system that helped you, like in the campus, that was most helpful for you since you were first generation?
Oh, of course. And I always will forever admire this program, the Promise program.
Yeah.
Especially my coach there, Humeli. She is wonderful. She's had helped me since day one, whether that was having just, you know, sit downs and talking about life, and how academic life was going. It was just, you know, I need that emotional support, and she gave me definitely like a great support system in terms of, you know, discussing how my day went, meeting weekly. And they also do workshops that are very helpful. They do Wellness Wednesdays, financial literacy, where they talk about paychecks. They even discussed mortgages. It's overall like a very educational and a supporting program so far that I've like that I've interacted with on campus.
Yeah, I'm actually also in the Promise program, which I highly admire. One thing also I like about them is that how they have like a guest speaker that will come to you.
Yes.
And also the bank people that will tell you how to financial stuff.
Definitely.
And also I like how they talk about like help you set up your financial, like your FAFSA. FAFSA was a huge thing for me, and I didn't know think about it. I was like, what am I talking about? I didn't even know nothing.
Yes.
So it helps me a lot. Another resource I will say that is that campus program that will help you decide what major are you, what major you're going to go. Like, not decide, but will give you a lot of like majors, but also will help you set up like friends. We'll have like those get together and events that will help you make friends. Mm. Also, another resource is the like Student Success Center. I suck at writing, going there with my grammar, and they make everything perfect. I really like it. Shout out to Grace Scholar, because that like scholarship helped me a lot. It was really challenging to get there, but I really like it. It helps me with everything I had.
That's really, I really admire that too. For me, I really admire the break room that we have.
I am forever grateful who opened that prayer room. It's amazing.
And Hadia, she helped a lot.
I love her.
She is my favorite.
Yeah. Is amazing.
For me, the best is the break room that we have. The best support. Even though, sometimes there's days that I don't go home a lot, and I go home late. And what happened was my prayer time. Every time I'm having that break room, like encouraged me to pray on time and be there,
right.
and see like a sisterhood that is praying also, like
right.
really inspired me for me to like to stay in school and like and not worry about my faith and like you know all that. And there's also a Quran there that I can read whenever I have a time.
Yeah.
I really kind of like appreciate that, even though it's not like it really helped to my academic, but also helping me as my faith and be like thinking that this is school recognized that I'm here, like I'm one of their students.
Oh yes, that was like the biggest thing, and that's where I've met like my initial word when I came to Mount Mira was, you know, not seeing a lot of Muslims on campus, and that's actually where I've met like most of the Muslims. Whether we have a lot of sisters here, and most of them don't even like, you know, we don't have the same programs, we don't have the same classes, so we don't see each other a lot. But the one thing that we see around each other is the prayer time. Everyone comes in at the same time, and that's where you meet people. And you know, that's what I've like made friends that are Muslims there. It was just wonderful. I'm forever grateful to having that prayer room, and it's a lovely environment to study. Toned down during Ramadan, it was perfect.
So the resource that I found very, all of these things that you guys are mentioning are, you know, great things, and I really admired the Promise program because they've done so much for us. But a lot of the resources, like I've mentioned before, like the emergency funding, the Vision Scholar, and, you know, pretty, like, I've received a lot of amazing grants from other people who've went here. So I was very thankful to have that because I'm in so much debt, and I didn't have like the best scholarships because, you know, the beginning when I was applying for college and stuff, I didn't know like what I really wanted to do in my life at first, because I felt like, you know, I just had so much going on, and I'm like, I don't know what I want to do right now. I do know that I wanted to get a college education and stuff, but I just didn't know where to start about it, because of course, being a first gen, you don't know what to do with your life when someone that you're related to never been there in your shoes. So I'm very grateful for the support system from the Promise program. I'm very grateful for that prayer room, because that prayer room brought me far too. But I'm grateful for all the resources that are around campus.
How do you balance your academic pursuit with your religion?
For me, I am real bro when it comes to my religion, okay? And I want to be a philosophy, like Muslim philosophy, okay? And one thing, and thing that I, every time I do, and if I get a chance, when, and like a professor gives us assignment, I try to kind of like compare or like mixed the every like program that we have with my kind of like my religion or my faith or what I believe in. I remember like 2 years ago I took a class, a theological class, where we have to read the Bible. I think we took
a search for meaning.
Yeah, no, it was not search for
it
meaning.
Wasn't it?
It was only theological, and where we the student have only have to read the Bible, and I don't read the Bible, so I took this chance to read the Quran and get the Quran, like verses from the Quran that are related to Jesus, yes. And like explain it and like get it to it. So for me, it's like I kind of like use every chance that I get, kind of like to share my religion, to share my faith with and community with the people. So I think this is the one that I have, and having this with you guys is one of my assignments, and like I really love it doing it. Yeah.
Just to add on from what Trudy was saying, honestly, I've taken a class that was more like Christianity, and just being a Muslim student, like knowing that I've never practiced that in my life because I've practiced being Muslim and I practice Islam mostly. I feel like it was really hard for me to really grasp on like that class because I really felt lost in it because I'm so used to like being in my own religion. But I feel like it was a learning experience, and you know, sharing my religion, my value, and just you know, interconnecting all that stuff was very like interesting to see, because like there's some things like that might be similar, like from our religion to their religion. There's things that can be very similar, and I'm like, okay, well, I can relate to that because it connects with my religion. But there were things where like, I don't really think that connects at all. So it's very like, it's just like a learning experience for me. And then do your commitments or family support your career choice? I feel like in terms of my career and stuff, I feel like my family do support what I'm doing, and I think they're happy for me. So, yeah.
In my perspective, as a, like I will say, since being a nursing student, there's a lot of like hard, like you don't have a time. You have to always be in your schedule. You don't have like that much time when it comes to like nursing. But so far, one thing I saw in Mount Mary is that as Muslims, we have a lot of accommodation. Like in Ramadan, sometimes, when it was like a time to iftar, I was able to ask my professor, be like, can I go? And they'd be like, okay, go ahead. They have a lot of accommodation. When I want to go to praying, they give me accommodation. And when it's like religion holiday, they accommodate you a lot, which I love the most. Another thing I will say about my being like in Mount Mary is that it also confused me when I was learning my first theological class, because it was really hard to read the other religion, but also I was able to read the Catholicism, because in Christianity there's different, but also Judaism, and those helped me connect with my religion because they are kind of similarity if you focus more about it, which is also helped me with my communication with other culture, because since we have even people when they have a different culture, religion, there are some similarity, they can talk about it, which one thing I like about Mount Mary.
For me, balancing academic pursuits with my religious background, with my religious or cultural commitment, was fairly easy, I think. And obviously, I could relate to taking theological classes. The first class that I take was Search for Meaning. With my religious commitments and my academic pursuits were fairly easy to me, I think. Obviously, learning, having that Islamic background with unique knowledge about things, I was able to, use that and help myself in understanding where other people's perspective come from. As I was almost the only Muslim in every class that I've walked into, it was very I didn't have a lot of interaction where I had to specifically talk about my faith, but I definitely tend to think to my faith and sit back on it every time I'm in a situation of just that basic interaction. So I would definitely lean back on my religion in some in my ways of thinking and in classes that I take in that are theological or where I have to interact with other religions, I was fairly excited, you know, seeing how what religions are there, their belief systems, and I was able to like do comparisons. So like in that sense of academic with my religion, it was very like fairly easy to me, I think.
What advice would you give it to other first-generation Muslim students entering college?
I would say show up. Show up.
To classes?
And be, not only classes, like stay on campus. Yeah, I mean, show up to classes, of course. don't be absent of your classes. Show up. But that's like a big thing, like, you know, just showing up, being on campus, being present. Especially if you are first generation and you're worried about, you know, not being able to find people that look like you, that have the same beliefs, that have the same culture as you, just showing up. There are a lot of things, a lot of resources, a lot of diversity in this campus. So, like, just taking the time or interacting with clubs that exist, interacting with programs that exist, and, you know, just, like, standing in the hallway, I'm, like, starting conversations. That's the biggest thing that you can do if you want to, you know, acclimate with college life. Just that showing up and, like, just being present is what I would advise newcomers and new generation students.
That's correct. In my perspective, I will say college is not something to joke around. A lot of people think like college is easy, college is this, college is like a party time. But in here, Mount Mary is like really hard, and also know what you wanna like to do, but also be active in the community. Like talk about it. I know some people will feel like they are left out or they're being like not feeling they are welcome. But if you start like being active in the community and talking about it and asking help, people not gonna come to like be like, how can I help you? You have to go ask for help, and there's always people that will welcome you no matter who you are or what religion you practice in.
Yes.
Because in here, everyone believes that we are equal.
Yes.
And we have the right to say whatever we want, except not discriminating other people. I will say it. One thing, I felt like I was very welcome was when I was coming for my orientation, because it was me only with hijabi, and like I was sitting alone, and other girls come to me and be like, hey, how are you? And they start talking to me like they know me, like we are friends. And that was really good.
Shout out to extroverts. I am an introvert, and I really appreciate extroverts that go out of their way and like, you know, include everyone. It is really amazing.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I can really agree with that. For me, I would say asking questions. Mm. You know, there's a lot of programs that only there for women, not for like, don't think about it as kind of like, I'm the only Muslim, they probably not gonna help me, you know? Think about this is a place that women can grow with other women.
Right.
And there's a lot of women, like professional women that really wanna share their kind of like, their background, their thought, their experience with you. So be there and be kind of like, ask questions. And there's like the student center. There is program that if you can apply it, you will get in. I promise you, every program that they're for you. I cannot speak. they're for you. You know, like don't be shy. Like I know, like coming from high school and you barely see someone that look like you here is like is different, but it's not gonna be difficult. It's just a different place.
Yeah, be who you are for your pride. Yeah, be who you are, and don't be afraid to, you know, shine on your light. Be the center of, you know, be who you are, basically.
Yep.
Whether that is, you know, going out of your way and joining programs. I say, like, joining programs is definitely, like, the biggest thing. We have a lot of organizations that are coming up. The Asian Students organization, I think, the Black Student Union, SGA. If you want to, there are a lot of programs that would help you, you know, develop your soft skills, whether that or in like team efforts, teamwork, like if you want to develop those soft skills, your leadership skills, there are a lot of programs that you can utilize. Just don't say no. Never say never.
Yeah.
Join put your head wherever you can put, you know?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you are not Mount Mary. Every college that you go to, there is a resources for a student. there is always a resource for a student. Mm. So don't be afraid to be out there and ask questions and be brave, you know. Because one thing that my mom tells me that is like, a person that who never learns is whoever every time who's shy, the person that always shy, and the person who thinks that they know everything. Those two, don't be those two if you are going to college and be yourself. Okay.
Step out of your zip code, as my professor says it. Step out of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to challenge your perspectives. Don't be afraid to challenge your knowledge. Always seek knowledge. Always seek connections, because those are the things that are going to help you most. Goodbye, everyone.